21st of January, 2015, in Los Angeles, California, in the Lucy Coleman studio, Ram Radio, the webcast. I'm your internet pastor, PJ. Thank you for joining me. Looking at America through the eyes of love. Now, I'm certainly hoping that God, when he looks at America, all 50 states, all of its citizens, would have mercy on us. Solar Safari by Michael Plusnik. Hope you enjoy my music. Today, welcome to the webcast. Really surprised this morning when I got up and turned on the TV. I was still in bed, lying in bed, watching the news, and I was just really blown off my feet to see that these people were selling stuff for Valentine's Day already. Wait a minute, we just got through Christmas, the New Year's, and Martin Luther King's birthday, and all that, and I just went to the news to see what the heck was going on and could not, to save my life, I could not believe the news. What they're trying to sell me, what they're trying to get me to buy, what they're trying to get me to see. America, America. We don't own anything here. Everything's been bought by foreign governments. You know it. I don't know why we play with it. I just had a young man and his fiance really visit me here in my home. And he was trying to convince his young lady friend about the horrific situation that our government is in, that our economy is in, and that we're in because of that. She knows it's true, but didn't want to own up to it. Well, I got a treat for you. I'm not going to bemoan the fact that America has turned its back on the only God that saved her, preserved her, and built her up. And America's never been perfect. America's always been full of racial hate, greed, self-promoting, and all those kinds of things. That is what makes America, America. And, you know, I'm not going to play like that's not real. I'm not going to play like that's going to just go away, because it's not. It's not going to go away. America hasn't always been right, and America is being wrong most of the time in its way of dealing with particular situations and problems. But I'd like to share with you, as I go through my record collection here, And I told you that I was going to be, this is a nice number. This is a pretty, well, the album has been around a while. Let me see if I can find a year on the back of this DVD. I need the right readers on. But I want to feature a cut from an album that was recorded in 1977 on Word Records from Waco, Texas. I don't even know whether it's still there. But there's a number here that I want to play, and it's written and sung by a man that is blind, Ken Medema, very well-known Christian singer some 30, 40 years ago. And he has a cut on his album entitled Through the Eyes of Love. He has a cut on side one, cut number 5:02. Great number. It's called I See America. Now, keeping in mind, Ken is blind. He doesn't see anything. But I want you to listen to the words of the songs. And he's seeing America through the eyes of love, not through the eyes of two eyeballs peering out into the wilderness and checking things out. He's strictly seeing it through love, because that's the way I see America, through the eyes of love. But if I long for all of her people to be free, I'm not talking about freedom from police tyranny. I'm not talking about freedom from economic estrangement. I'm talking about freedom spiritually, to go to your God and to be able to say to God, forgive me, God, I have sinned, I repent, I turn from my sin, I fall on my face before you. I don't want the advertisements on Valentine's Day. I didn't need the darn gifts that I got for Christmas. It's an abomination to spend money. You know, my Hispanic friend and his fiance came by and he said, John, what's wrong with you? Are you all right? I said, what are you talking about? He says, you're looking very thin. I said, yes, I am thin. I'm thin because I eat one meal a day. I don't need all that food the way I used to eat. That stuff's not good for you. And he says, but are you well? Are you strong? I said, yeah, I'm strong. I take vitamins and everything. I'm cool. I just said, I'm chilling. So let's listen to this diagnosis of America, and I want you to listen to the words. Those of you that are longtime Christians, those of you that's been listening to me a long time, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to pay special attention and see if the words make any sense to you in terms of what we're confronted with today. Ken Medema, I See America. Recorded in 1977, and I think it's so pertinent today, the day and age that we're living in. Oh yeah. Enjoy.
Along the highways, by the fields of standing corn, and I breathe the mountain air so fresh and clean.
I have two kids.
But I've been in other places where it's hard to breathe the air.
LA.
And the high-rise Holocaust blocks the morning sun.
Go to New York City.
And the little ones play in dirty streets, and no one seems to care. America's children, look what we have done.
Do is I want to share with you what he's talking about, because you know a lot of you young people listening to me now, you think that freedom is, you know I'm free to do whatever I want to do, I'm free to buy any car I want to buy, I'm free to go anywhere I want to go, that kind of freedom. No, he's not talking about that kind of freedom. Listen, you can live in America and you can have all the money in the world, you can have all the food to eat, everything. You can have the hip-hop money, and be spiritually dead, disconnected with God. Now, what Ken is singing about is the way he longs to see America through the eyes of love. Now, so let's let this man continue to sing for us. Verse 2. Take us there, Ken. What do you see?
I have seen the dauntless pilgrims,
yeah,
as they came from foreign shores,
just like,
and brave the raging peril of the sea.
The Hispanics is coming across the border.
I've seen them suffer hardship,
yes,
and risk their lives in war,
yes,
in order that a people might be free.
Now let me stop him right here, because you see, he said he's seen these Americans come over here, get an army, fight so people can be free. But you know, Ken, this was back in 1977. This was after the Vietnam War had ended, and the Cold War was going on with the Ruskies and all that kind of stuff in 77. But keep it in mind, now our boys are going over there getting legs, arms, limbs blown off, blinded, everything else for God only knows what. We don't know who the darn enemy is. And now we're choking out each other, killing each other over here. All at the same time we've turned our back on God, we have completely forgotten him, left him out of the pocket.
Ken? First Americans were driven from their land.
Yes, they were.
And I've seen the slave ships come from far away.
Slave ships bringing my people.
Yeah. Well, tyranny is still alive.
Yeah.
And there's hate on every hand.
How did he know that?
We must work to end oppression's day.
Verse 3. What does a blind man see in America?
I've seen the untold millions whose birthplace freedom made, who nourished by her dreams grew strong and tall. And I've seen them teach their children so the dream would never fade. And I've seen them stand to answer freedom's call. But I've seen how greed and carelessness can wipe the dream away.
Now, you know I gotta say something about that. Greed and carelessness has wiped the dream of freedom away in America. Poets have always sung about it. One of the main conversations that young man came by to talk with me about with his girlfriend were the FEMA camps, because he's been doing research on it and trying to hip her to it, and she just can't bring her mind to really become solidified on that. If they did it in Nazi Germany, they'll do it here. They'll do it anywhere. It's a control mechanism to control humans. But Ken is singing about it, and I love it. So I'm going to let him finish this song.
Go on, Ken. A living nightmare in its stead.
That's what we're left with, a living nightmare.
So rise up, children, dream again. It's time for us to say, though some may scoff, the dreamers are not dead. Oh, I see America through the eyes of love. I long for all her people to be free. And if you see, put your hand to the job. There is work that must be done till freedom's song is sung and freedom's bell is rung. Till freedom's song is sung from sea to shining sea. From sea to shining sea. From sea to shining sea.
Thank you, Ken. I see the way you see America. I do. What can we do about it? We can dance around the bonfire and act like we're listening to the shaman tell us the secrets of the depths of humanity. Because that's what America looks like. They have no religion that causes them to repent, to love, to share, to be those people that God would want us to be. So let's just act like we're natives, dancing around the bonfire. No? Okay. Well, thank you for coming to the webcast. Pray for our country. Pray that God will bring about a sense of us knowing what we have to do. I want each of you to try to find God in the America that you live in. And upon doing that, you love. You give an opportunity for someone else to see God in your life. You know, you can only buy so much, you can only have so much. That's what we like to think of in America. We like to think of it getting out of that dull mode and going into the rush. I did choose the right album to play here. Just in the Lucy Coleman studio thinking about some things. So I'll let you listen to a little bit more music, and I'll find another nice cut by Ken Medema to share with you, and so that you can hear the kind of Christian music they made back in the day, right? Okay, let's go. Yeah. Thank you. I were to ask you a question about how you think the Lord sees us, I think this next cut from this same album really bespeaks it very well. It's called Lord of the Troubled Seas, and that's where we are in America today. So let's give this a listen. Ken Medema from 1977. Listening to some music, and I promise you I won't interfere with this one. I'll play it. It's a nice, nice song. Enjoy. Enjoy. Him at the piano playing.
Lord of the troubled sea, when I'm walking through deep water, walking through the fire, you alone can shield me from the heat. And Lord of the desert, when I walk across the burning sand, my mouth with living water you can fill. The song I sing, the help I call, and when I'm gone, I just can't go. You alone are all my hope, for your grace is enough for me. Of the night, when I'm walking through the darkness, you're my pillar of fire to lead me on my way. And Lord of the light, when the burning sun would scorch me, you're my Jonah's vine to shield me from the day. And Lord of the body, when I cannot stand the hurting, you are healing of crippling and of pain. And Lord, Lord of the mind, when legion brings insanity, you're the word that restores me once again. And that's why I say, you are my all in all. You're the air I breathe, the song I sing, the help I call. And when I'm gone, I just can't call. You alone are all my hope, for your grace said, Your grace is enough. Yes, Your grace is enough for me.
You can listen to music like that and you can say, PJ, why are you playing that music? That sounds like some Far Eastern Indian stuff, some Arab Muslim stuff here. Man, what you trying to do to me? You're supposed to be telling me about Jesus and I'm going to heaven and how do I live to get right? Come on. I got a website full of those things. You can listen to that. This is me thinking about where we are today, where we are today. And remember, like I said, in a new kind of church, young people are not going to go there and let the Holy Ghost hit them and all that kind of stuff like that. Nah. Now, Ken didn't stop with that album. He made many albums. And the reason that we're not, a lot of people are not hearing me these days is because they're not listening to what is going on. Ken, I don't know what he's doing today. I think he might have died. I'm not sure. But since I've been talking a bunch of negativity and stuff like that, and a lot of people don't like that, I'm going to play a number from his album called The Storytelling Man. It's taken from a children's musical that he wrote. And since we like happy dopamine stuff, I think this poet of American history asks us to listen to the happy sound. Just listen to the happy sound. I kind of like the way that rings. Listen to the happy sound.
Listen to the happy sound of music all around.
listening to the happy sounds of music all around. That's what children like. That's what we like. We like that. America likes that. Tone it down, PJ. Tone it down. It's not that serious. The children can't stand listening to the truth like that. You need to tell them that bubbles and lollipops and things like that is going off. Yeah, well, why don't you listen to this nice little peaceful number now as I set up the turntable for one more cut. Since we're about 32 minutes into this webcast today, I'm loving it. Let me set up the next one. I'm sure you will love it. Thank you for visiting me. And I want you to keep in mind that if you worship and serve the God that created you, you will love your fellow man and woman. You would love their children. You would understand why happiness is very important. And you will understand why the people of Syria, the people of Nigeria that are being slaughtered like dogs in the street, need to hear from some of us fat, stuffed Americans. David was asking me, are you losing weight? Are you ill? Is there something wrong? I told him, nah, I'm fine, son. I'm really fine. I'm just preparing to live the way a man is supposed to live in a country that has forgotten God. Now, I know you don't believe me, but I told you in the year 2015, I'm just going to keep it straight. Right? All right. So let me set up for the next one. Let's continue to listen to this Windham Hill classic here. And I think this is, I don't know who this is playing the piano, but I like it. Let's listen. That we can do. And one of the things that we can do is we should be able to come to the realization that we have someone else looking over us if we're believers. See, I may talk about the gloom and doom stuff, but we have someone else. And a young man who is now dead, he died many, many, many years ago. If you know John Coleman, you know he was the favorite Christian singer of the 20th century that I believe ever lived. And he died tragically, but it wasn't a tragedy with God. God knew that his number was up. But before he left us, he recorded an album entitled Songs for the Shepherd. And on the back of the album, he had three of his children on the album cover with him, and unfortunately all of his children but one are dead, died with him in the horrific plane crash down in Texas. He was up and coming, one of the most prolific Christian writers of the day, and he had a way of using strings with his music and really made a good go of it. But before I play it, I want to continue to play some of my other music here, because you probably know who he is. I said that it appeared that he died before his time because he died so young. He was very young when he passed away. But his music lives on and on and on. And so I'm going to let Keith Green end up the show today with a song that I think defines and describes who I am, who John Coleman is. Hey, people. I don't look for the government to take care of me. I don't look for Social Security to take care of me. I don't look for a man or a woman to take care of me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Have you ever read the 23rd Psalm? You know, in this country, we try to forget it. I'm going to turn to it in my Bible right now, because I love it. I mean, every time I read it, the words just, ooh. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know what he's saying right there? There ain't going to be no time for you to be talking about where's mine. No. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. No drug, no alcoholic beverage, no sexual act, no big bank account. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See, it's all glory for him. You've heard that before, huh? Well, I'm going to let another man sing it to you. I think this is one of the greatest cuts that he ever recorded. Keith Green singing, "The Lord is my shepherd."
Comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd. I don't care what goes on. I don't care what they do. I'm thankful for everything that the Lord has given me. And I bow down before Him. I lay myself bare and fall on His mercies and grace. I don't just say it because I'm trying to get anything from Him. I'm saying it because I should give Him everything. He is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want. It's a joy to have you come to my website. And it's a joy for me to step in and take some time out, play some music, give you my thoughts, and tell you to hang tough, to hang in there. Don't give up. Again, I want to thank some people that they know who they are. Every month they send me a few dollars, and I bought this used turntable, and you see I got it working here in the studio good now. I can play my music and set it up in the studio, and it's really nice. I kind of enjoy it on a Tuesday. This is a Tuesday afternoon. That's right, a Tuesday afternoon. I love it. All right, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. God bless you. Love people. Treat them fairly. Tell your friends about the site. A lot to think about. I think next time I'm going to feature a rap album that I've never featured in a full webcast. I've only played a couple of the numbers, but I'm going to play Kushak Theory and give you a little background history on the participants of Kushak Theory. Maybe they'd like to appear in the studio with me, one of them or both of them, as I go over the first Christian rap album. Before all the other ones ever came out, Kushak was first. And it would do you well to hear how those guys are doing. Well, that's for another time. Here again, thank you for coming to the studio. Thank you for letting me entertain you. And I hope that's what I've been doing to make your day a little bit better. Whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay into the Word.